Ontario imposes 25% tariffs on electricity exports to U.S. in response to Trump plan tariffs. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 10, 2025. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announced that a 25% surcharge would be applied to electricity exports to the United States, in response to President Donald Trump's planned tariffs on Canada and Mexico. In a press release from the Office of the Premier, it was revealed that the 25% tariffs on electricity exports to the U.S. would begin on Monday, and that roughly 1.5 million homes and businesses in states such as Minnesota, New York, and Michigan would be affected. The surcharge is expected to cost up to $400,000 every day that it remains in effect, according to the press release. President Trump's tariffs are a disaster for the U.S. economy, Ford said in a statement. They're making life more expensive for American families and businesses. Until the threat of tariffs is gone for good, Ontario won't back down. We'll stand strong, use every tool in our toolkit and do whatever it takes to protect Ontario. The press release added that, starting Monday, new market rules would be in place, requiring any generator selling electricity to the U.S. to add a 25% surcharge valued at $10 per megawatt hour, MWH, to the cost of power. Starting today, new market rules are in effect that require any generator selling electricity to the U.S. to add a 25% surcharge valued at $10 per megawatt hour, MWH, to the cost of power. At this level, the surcharge will generate revenue of $300,000 to $400,000 per day, which will be used to support Ontario workers, families, and businesses. In November 2024, Trump announced that he would impose 25% tariffs on all products into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, adding that the tariffs would remain in effect until the countries address the flow of drugs, such as fentanyl and illegal aliens across the borders. Trump announced in a post on Truth Social in February that drugs were still pouring into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, adding that the proposed tariffs scheduled to go into effect on March 4 will, indeed, go into effect, as scheduled. Watch, Trump on negotiations with Trudeau, we don't need Canada for anything. For decades, Ontario has powered American homes, factories, offices and jobs, and will not stand by as our vital electricity exports are taken for granted. Stephen Lecce, Ontario's Minister of Energy and Electrification said in a statement. In a time where prices are going up for families in America, Canada and the United States should be working together to strengthen our trade and investment relationships to ensure a prosperous future for both sides of the border. On March 5, after Trump met leaders from Ford, General Motors and Stellantis, Trump issued a one-month exemption on tariffs imposed on imports from Canada and Mexico, according to the Associated Press. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt revealed that when asked by the leaders if 30 days was enough for the auto sector to prepare for the tariffs, Trump told them to start investing, start moving, and to shift their production to the U.S. in order to not pay tariffs. Breitbart News's John Hayward reported that 2 days after saying the tariffs would go into effect, Trump delayed the implementation of the tariffs again. On Thursday, 2 days after saying the tariffs would go into effect, Trump delayed their implementation again. His suspension order covered imports that comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, the successor to the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, passed in 2020 during Trump's first term. In a post on Truth Social, Trump announced that after talking with Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum, he agreed that Mexico will not be required to pay tariffs on anything that falls under the USMCA agreement, adding that the agreement was in place until April 2.